Your return to Villa Park, did you enjoy it?
Yeah, obviously I was excited, you know, coming here before the game. It's obviously a game I wanted to do well in, you know, myself and team-wise. I thought we started off that side and we controlled the game first half. Second half, I think we got a bit sloppy and I think they punished us for it a little bit.
Did you get much notice as to when you were playing?
No, to be honest, we found out just like before the game when we got to the ground. So, like every other game, we don't really know who's going to be playing. And yeah, luckily enough for me, I was selected to play, so I was happy with that.
As you say, in a roundabout way, you'll be a little bit disappointed that you didn't put it to bed before it got as hairy as it did at the end there.
Yeah, I think first half, we controlled the possession and I think we controlled the tempo of the game. Second half, they did have a lot more of the ball, but still we had a couple of breakaways, a couple of counter-attacks, which we didn't really punish. And, you know, it was one of them games. Second half, I don't think we played as well as we did first half. And, you know, fair play to Villa, they came back and managed to get the equaliser. So, you know, there's still a point on the board and we can use that into the next game and take the confidence again from that and hopefully do well in the next game.
And he was changing his system. He was changing his players, Roberto Di Matteo. They were kicking towards the Holt end. I mean, you must have had all sorts of things on your mind in that last 20 minutes.
Yeah. Obviously, the crowd got a lot louder last 20 minutes and big Rüdiger stayed come on. And, you know, we know how much of a threat he is, especially when the ball's wide. You know, he's such a physical guy and great in the air. So, you know, that did cause us a few problems and, you know, I think we're disappointed with the way we, you know, how late on it was.
Yeah.
You know, how we managed to hold out for so long and then concede. But like I said, we'll take this result and take the point and we'll go again next game.
And somewhat strangely, it's the first game you've drawn this season. It's either been one or the other, hasn't it? It's either been chalk or cheese. So
yeah.
A first draw of the campaign.
Yeah. Obviously, we've been on a good little run, won a few games there. And you know, I think these points are important. You know, they all add up and, you know, come the end of season, it might be the draws, you know, the points on the board that make a difference. And, you know, the whole hanging on for the last 20, 25 minutes of a game, if you stay strong and hold out and grind out a point, you know, that might make a difference come the end of season. So, like I said, we're disappointed with the way we felt like we've dropped a couple of points. But, you know, a point's nothing to be, you know, to frown at.
Big game on Wednesday night, which I imagine you're desperate to play in, desperate to stay in the side.
Yeah, obviously it'd be nice to get, you know, a couple of games back to back, but we all know the way it goes here, and you know, like I said in the interview before this game, that we know that the manager uses the rotation system, and like we're all used to that, and we're all happy with that. So, you know, we'll see who's available now for the game during the week, and you know, we'll see what happens.